Hi everybody, it's Michelle from Blue Sounds here. Coming to you from our church's basement where I've got permission to paint, and that's what I'm working on right now is various paintings, one of which right now is my version of heaven. It's got a couple people talking. Jesus is sitting on his throne in the background, and there's jewels on the buildings and stuff like that. And there's, of course, trees. And instead of a blue sky, there's a kind of a pale gold sky representing his presence. And the streets are gold, and there's going to be a river running through it from the throne that, as it says in the Bible. So it's, like I said, it's my version. But I'm also working on a painting where people are various ways of acceptance of the Holy Spirit. Some hold out their candles and they're holding it to people, to others, where that are accepting of the Lord. Some have candles that are out. Some have you know, just various things. And this is all happening on a city street. I'm working on a person right now, probably most likely an Oriental person, because I'm using raw sienna for her face. But I just decided to do a boo sound today from that, let you hear me painting and working around, because I haven't done a boo in a while. And and I'm trying to think of some ideas, because once the snow flies, I don't get out much. Granted, I don't much in the summer, but it's even more so in the winter. Now, there is some stuff coming up. There is a convention called the Edmonton Expo coming up. So I'm hoping to get maybe some crowd sounds from that. And there's another event, that I'll be able to go to, but I won't be able to boo from, is Robin Mark, a Christian singer, is coming into town with Max Lucado. Both are very renowned, and so if I can get tickets for both, those are I'll be going. Just a lot of stuff that's going on coming up. I have yet to do a community cleanup for the not a community cleanup, but a cleanup of my plot. So I may have to change up my schedule next week and do that. Simple reason is that temperatures are dwindling, and so that's part of our responsibility, as it would be if we were at home. So yeah, there's just a lot coming up, and you know, I just thought, well, I'd boo you guys about it. Also, too, might have a chance to get into an art show. I've got a piece here that I'll display here. It, for those that can't see, it's a picture of, there's the cross, and Jesus is all in black, representing our sin. But Jesus is also behind the cross with his hand going through the black, and he's beckoning us to come to the cross. And there's also a star on the right-hand side of the page. And the background is a midnight blue, and this whole cross is on the top of the mountain where there's also a few bushes and stuff like that, some really small shrubs. And so I hope you like that rendition. I'm also working on a picture of kind of like in Arthurian days where there's princes, that kind of thing. The scene is of a princess and her lady-in-waiting going out walking. And a servant is coming along. She's got, she's had a tray of food and drink for them. And she's tripped. Well, the princess is bending over to help this servant up. And the lady-in-waiting goes, oh, you're not supposed to do that. But the princess is doing the right thing. She's showing Jesus. She's showing what Jesus would do. And that's what I want to convey with this. It's actually going to be called Who's in the Right? I think, anyway. So, I just thought I'd let you know what's going on. I know I've been rambling all over the place, and stuff like that. But I hope your day is doing well. It's pretty cold here in Edmonton. Well, not as cold as in regular winter, but it's cool enough. I'm not ready for winter. I am not a winter person. A lot of people say, oh, are you living in the wrong spot then? Yep, can't afford to live anywhere else. So, I can't afford to move. So, not to mention other things. So anyway, I know it sounds like things are muffled. I'm behind a big painting right now. Not so huge that, you know, it's not like a 4 foot one or anything. I don't know the exact dimensions, but it's enough that it would cause things to be muffled. So anyway, Well, I'll sign off before I start really getting rattled and start saying mumbo jumbo. So as I say usual, may your journeys be safe ones. Take care, and God bless you.